USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New satellite images out of North Korea show they are now restoring a rocket launch site they had dismantled as part of their disarmament pledge last year. This is just 1 week after a nuclear summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ended without an agreement. More than 76,000 people tried to cross the U.S.-Mexico border in February, a remarkable leap that more than doubles the number of border apprehensions during that same time period last year. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Fox News reacting to those numbers.
It is absolutely abhorrent that Democrats are still refusing to acknowledge the crisis on the border, particularly when Barack Obama himself even called it a crisis in 2014. We know exactly what it is, and it's time they start doing their jobs and actually fixing it.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is testifying on Capitol Hill today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.